Show that we've got a quorum, we'll get started. I'm gonna ask Jill to do the invocation, please.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be back here today, Lord. I thank you for the ones that are able to be here, and please be with the ones that aren't. Lord, I just ask you to please be with our city and our country and our missionaries, Lord. We just have so much that's going on in the world. We just ask you to please be a part of it and help the situation the way that you see fit. Lord, I ask you to please forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We'll stand. We'll do the pledge of allegiance.
Okay, now are we going to the meeting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Chandler.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Elrod.
Here.
Jelks.
Here.
Jones. Osborne.
Here.
Okay. We'll do number four there. Approve the minutes from July the 6th.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm gonna do the mayor's report last. And I'm just gonna let Jill go, clerk's report.
Only thing that I have is the third quarter numbers are in your packet. So when y'all have time to look it over, if you have any questions on it, you know where I'm at. And that's all I've got.
Ms. Shelby, she's gonna do the
second quarter.
We did.
Library report.
Yes, let me take one of those and pass it down. Jennifer wanted y'all to see it. This year for the summer reading program, we've been learning about bugs and making bug-related projects that will be part of an art exhibit that we will display during Turkey Trot. It's very similar to the underwater or under the ocean exhibit that we did last year during Turkey Trot, except it's going to be a rainforest and giant bugs. We've had a good turnout with 113 children total that have attended throughout June and July. I brought my personal favorite craft that we've done, which are these little paper lantern goldfish, and each kid got to make them, and then when we do the exhibit, they'll have little lights in them and they'll glow. The week of the 4th, we did take a break from our bug exhibit and we did projects to celebrate the 250th. And they placed flags out by the Veterans Park. I don't know if y'all seen them lining the retaining wall there. And then the photo that y'all have is an eagle display that I made with the feathers were decorated by kindergarten through second grade from Collinsville Elementary. I printed them out and took them down there and they designed them and sent them back to me. And I'll be donating that to the school for them to display because it's so big we don't have anywhere to store it. So they said that they wanted it so that they could put it up there. But that's all I have.
Thank you. You do a wonderful job. I do appreciate what all you do there.
Thank you. I really enjoy it too.
There you go.
Good job.
You got a big fan right there.
Chief?
I have nothing. I just want to thank the city council. Just you guys approved us getting the new truck. We went and picked it up, and we finally got the truck that's been down for 2 months. We finally just got it back, so we're moving on up.
Hey, thank you for what you do.
By the way, we had lights out in the men's bathroom back here. And Connie had asked us, could we get somebody in to do it? Well, he called me and said, we don't need to because Ray figured out how to do all the things. So if y'all have anything extra you need done at the house, he'll be glad to do it. He sure does help us too. We have several.
Police chief and veteran.
But we have several Hispanics that come in, and if he hears them tried to talk to us, he'll immediately come in and help. So we appreciate that.
So you need a raise, you got two or three jobs.
That's funny. That's exactly what Morgan said to me today.
Chief Bowen, fire chief.
We got a
donation from Collinsville Nursing Home.
That's good.
All the turnouts are done. I believe we're just waiting a check. I had to, like last week, had to do a video post for the RC&D grant. With y'all's permission, I know this will cost us a little bit, but RC&D will give monies every year, and I'm going to put in for another one, but not that big. Yeah. I'd like to thank the town for what they've done for 10 firemen. These guys, you've seen them, they're absolutely loving this gear. We bought them more athletic gear. Gear's changed over the years. And Christian Arnold says, I don't know how we've done it without it. But they thank y'all.
That's a donation for the fire department.
Huh?
The donation is for the fire department. Yeah.
We thank y'all for what y'all do. I mean, y'all help keep us going.
It's been a very busy month.
Yeah.
So far, so pretty far as here.
Okay. In the mayor's report, I met with the power company. You know, we got the easement signed, and they're going to be moving that line. He hopes the first week of August, and they're afraid they're going to have to do it on a Sunday morning. The power might be off for an hour or two. Now, how far that will cover power being off, that I can't tell you.
That's at the park, right?
At the park, you know, the line that.
Yeah.
They can't get the pole up for that one line.
Right.
And they're waiting because they're going to bring one big crane in. They didn't want to bring it in twice, so that's the reason ain't none of the lights put up. But they're sitting there ready to be put up. As y'all know, Ross is retiring 31st, and we'll be at 2:00. We have some refreshments here.
Refreshments 2:00 here.
Yeah, on the 31st. Shelton is retiring. And so, with that being said, I've interviewed and hired Ricky Rubles. That's correct.
Robles.
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 And
you say it.
Robles.
Robles.
Robles. Okay. Well, I should have asked you to say that. But I
said it right.
How's it spelled? How's it spelled?
R-O-B-L-E-S.
I actually coached him in baseball.
I know.
In the 30s there. And then.
What's he going to be doing? Which one of those jobs?
He'll be just out in the field mowing and. Yes,
street.
Yeah.
His name's Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky.
And then Kevin McCarrow, which he just lives right here on Main Street, one of those apartments, he's working out a 2-week notice where he works now. And so. It'll be 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then also, Mr. Kenneth Wilbanks, he's got his CDLs, and he'll be coming in Monday. And the game plan with him is to train him in both routes of the garbage truck until he gets comfortable with that, and then he will be out in the street department. And then if we have a truck driver call in sick, we got somebody to fill in then, stirring us getting behind. And then like on Christmas and Thanksgiving, we can run 3 trucks, you know, keep us caught up. And so all that's going on right now. We've been busy trying to get all that situated. And I'd really like to somebody going to make a motion. We need to go into executive session just for a few minutes. If somebody would make that motion.
I make a motion to.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go. And I hope it won't take too long.
Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Got a motion, second. Okay, now we're out of executive session.
Motion to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Now we're adjourned.